Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Saita, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav, Birchas Kaihanim, Keitzat. So one of the mitzvahs that has to be in Lashon HaKodesh is Birchas Kaihanim. Here too, Keitzat means, how was Birchas Kaihanim done? Which is what Keitzat usually means. The Mishnah explained. Ba'medina, Medina means outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Oimrim, Oisa, the Kaihanim. Say Birchas Kaihanim Shalosh Brachais. The other three psukim, the one that begins Yevarechecha, the one that begins Yoer, the one that begins Yisa, and the tzibur answers Amen in between each one. However, Uba Migdash, so it's like each of the three is a separate bracha. Uba Migdash, in the Beis HaMikdash, bracha echas, it's one bracha, there's no hafsik in between. That's because in the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't answer Amen after brachas. So there was no need to be mafsid. So even though the three psukim are in reality three different brachas, they mean different things. But lemaisa, it was said in one shot. There was no hefsik in between. Another difference between the Beis HaMikdash and outside of the Beis HaMikdash when it came to Berchas Kaihanim. Beis HaMikdash oimer es Hashem, the Kohen would say the Shem. In other words, he would say out the Shem. When it comes to Hashem's name, Kiksavi, the way it's written in the Torah, the way it's spelled. Yudke Vavke. Uba Medina, but outside of the Beis HaMikdash, Bikinui. Kinui means a substitute name. We don't say out the Shem Havaya, we don't say it out the way it's spelled, rather we say Aleph, Dalet, Nun, and Yud. Only in the Beis HaMikdash were they allowed to say out Hashem's name the way it's written. It doesn't mean whenever the Kehanim said Hashem's name in the Beis HaMikdash, they said it out. Birchas Kehanim is one of the times that they did. And that's learned from the Pasuk. Chazal dash in the pasuk backwards. In a place where Ovi Alecho Verachticha, which is the Beis HaMikdash, that's where Asher Asker Eshemi, you're allowed to say out my name. Weiter sagt der Mishnah. Ba'medina, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, Kehanim noisim es yideyim. The Kehanim raise their hands. Keneged kisveyen. Equal as high as their shoulders. The pasuk says, "Vayisarin es yadav el ha'am vayivarchim." He has to raise his hands. That's how he benches them. Maybe that's only Aaron. No, pasuk also says, "Hu avan of kalayamim." Just like Aaron had to raise his hands, his children, when they bench klal yisrael, the kehanim also have to raise their hands. Shaila is, how high should they raise their hands? So once again. Ba'medina, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, Kehanim Naisnim Es Yideyem. The Kehanim raised their hands, Keneged Kisvein, as high as their shoulders. Ba'Migdash, but in the Beis HaMikdash, Al Gabe Rasheyan, they raised their heads above their heads. And that's because in the Beis HaMikdash, they benched Hashem, B'Shem HaMafirish, saying out Hashem's name. So there was a much greater level of Shekhinah. The Shekhinah was mamish above the joints of their hands, explains the Bat Tanurim. L'mayla mikishri etzbayisneyan. So they picked up their hands above their heads. There was one kohen who didn't. Chutz mei kohen gadol, she'enoy magbiyas yadav l'mayla min atzitz. The kohen gadol would not raise his hands higher than the tzitz. What's the tzitz? That was the gold plate that was on his forehead. Hashem's name was written on the tzitz. So it wouldn't be right, it wouldn't be bederech kavod for the Kohen Gadol to raise his hands above Hashem's name. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says, Av Kohen Gadol, even the Kohen Gadol, Magbiya Yadav L'mayla Menatzitz, he also raised his hand above Hashem's name. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Vayis Aaron es Yadav al'am v'yavarchem. It says Aaron, who was the Kohen Gadol, raised his hands toward the people and benched them. Yeah, but where do you see in this Pasuk that Aaron raised his hands above his head? That's why many Mefarshim learn that this is not connected to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said his sheet, Rabbi Yehuda holds, the Kohen Gadol can lift his hands higher than the tzitz. Why? It's not covered for his hands to go higher than Hashem's name. Rabbi Yehuda holds, when it comes to benching Klal Yisrael, this is the covered for Hashem. The concluding words of the Mishnah, Shenema v'yisa aron es yodav olam v'yavarchem, is just teaching us in general, where do we see Bechlal? That the Kehanim have to lift their hands because the Pasuk says, Vayis Aaron es Yadav Olam Vayavarchem. Right, only Aaron is mentioned here. But the Pasuk also says, Hu Abanav Kalayamim. So we see all the Kehanim raise their hands when they bench Klal Yisrael. According to the Tanakhama, the Kohen Gadol doesn't raise his hands above his head, even in the Beis HaMikdash, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he does. But Torah tells us that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. So quickly, chazering over, there's a mitzvah saseh for the kehanim to bench Klal Yisrael. Yes, it's a mitzvah saseh. Outside of the Beis HaMikdash, they stop between each of the three psukim and we answer Amen. In the Beis HaMikdash, we don't answer Amen. That's why they do it in one shot. Really, it's three brachas, just they say it in one time. In the Beis HaMikdash, we learned, they say out how Yud Kei Vav Kei is spelled. Avedina, meaning outside of the Beis HaMikdash, we just say the Shem Adni, Aleph, Talad, Nun, and Yud. When Hashem appeared to Moshe Rabbeinu by the Sneh, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Ze Shmi Le'olam, Ze Zichri Le'dar V'der. Chazal Darshan from the double Lashon, that Hashem was saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, even though my name is written, Yud Kei Vav Kei, but with the exception of sometimes in the Beis HaMikdash, it is read Aleph, Dalet, Nun, and Yud. So one difference in the Beis HaMikdash was all three brachas were said at the same time. Second difference was they set out the Shem Havaya as it's spelled. Third difference was outside of the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim lift their hands even with their shoulders. In the Beis HaMikdash, where there was more Hashruas HaShechina, they lifted their hands above their heads, with the exception of the Kohen Gadol, because he was wearing the tzitz. He wouldn't lift his hands above Hashem's name that was on the tzitz. The Yehuda holds, even the Kohen Gadol lifted his hands above his head.